Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm Kyle Scheindler, guest hosting today for Frank Gaffney, who is off. Joining me now, he's the national security reporter at the Washington Times, Rowan Scarborough. And Rowan has been following with a great amount of detail the ongoing hubbub of the Russia dossier investigation and the so-called Trump-Russia collusion investigation. And he's really one of the few people here in Washington who's able to keep all these parts in his head together in the same at the same time. So, Rowan, we're really glad to have you on today.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you.
So I wanted to ask you about a recent article that I saw that you did at the Washington Times regarding a claim by a man named Oleg Deripaska that George Soros was involved in the funding of Fusion GPS. Can you start off by telling us first, who is Oleg Deripaska, and then what was his claim?
He is what has come to be called an oligarch, a very, very rich Russian who at one time had a lot to do with how the country was run, but now is just a basic rich guy who owns a huge investment firm, and he's the second largest producer. His company is the second largest producer of aluminum in the world. So his worth is about $6 or $7 billion, according to Forbes. And he's also involved with American ventures, and most notably, that would be with Paul Manafort, who was President Trump's campaign manager for a while and now is under indictment for income tax evasion. And at one time, he worked for Mr. Deripaska doing various consulting work in Europe. And that's how Deripaska's name has popped up mostly. But now, with an op-ed that he wrote in the Daily Caller, which appeared last week, all of a sudden he's injected himself into the infamous Christopher Steele dossier, because Mr. Deripaska claims that George Soros, another billionaire, is one of the funders of Fusion GPS, which produced the dossier with money from the Democratic Party. So it's sort of, you know, the dossier story has many, many tentacles. It goes in different directions. But according to Mr. Deripaska, his attorney in Washington, Adam Waldman, testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee and told them that he had had a conversation with a Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones is a former staffer for Dianne Feinstein, who now has his own investigative firm. And it was Mr. Jones who told Mr. Waldman that Soros has been or now is funding Fusion GPS. Why Deripaska decided to disclose that, whether he's fully accurate, it is going to have to play out. I tried to get a comment from Fusion, and I did not get one. But if it's true, then Fusion GPS is under a lot of pressure because it's being sued for libel in several different courts related to the Steele dossier. And legal fees, as we know, are extremely expensive. So it would be a big boon to Fusion if George Soros is involved. And it shows that another big Democratic player besides Hillary Clinton and the DNC is involved in nourishing Fusion GPS to do its investigative work.
I think that's so curious, Rowan, and I've always had my eye on Mr. Deripaska because he's, A, such kind of an odd figure, and also because he appears sort of on both sides of this Russia collusion argument, because, as you mentioned, he is tied to Paul Manafort, who was, because of Manafort's former business ties, was one of the leading people in sort of establishing this claim that Trump had ties to Russia. And then on the other hand, Deripaska's lawyer is speaking with, Senator Mark Warner, trying to line up some kind of conversation between Warner and Christopher Steele. So he appears almost on sort of both sides of the issue at the same time.
Without a doubt. And why the attorney for Deripaska would have a line to Christopher Steele in London is something that the House Intelligence Committee is now trying to figure out. They have they have sent letters out to different people, including Deripaska, to explain this link. I mean, it raises the possibility it is, has Christopher Steele have a business relationship with Deripaska? And if so, what is Deripaska having doing, investigating his business interests or people opposed to him? Deripaska files lawsuits. You know, he has sued a number of people over business deals. He has sued Paul Manafort several times. Perhaps he has used Christopher Steele as a private investigator. It's unclear. You know, what makes his op-ed credible is that, as you pointed out, Senator Warner has been speaking with Mr. Waldman as a link to Mr. Steele. So that tells you that it's credible that Waldman would have had an interview with the Senate Intelligence Committee or a staff interview. And it would be credible that that Mr. Deripaska says that his attorney met with Mr. Jones, who was also out there apparently trying to prove that the dossier is true. This is because, I mean, if his source is his own lawyer, then you would think that that would add credence to the fact that this meeting happened. So Mr. Jones, Daniel Jones, is also, I'm told, tied in some way to Fusion GPS, helping each other out on different projects. So it's quite complex, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I think, Rowan, you could tell our audience that typically journalists are supposed to prove something's true before they publish it, not after.
That's right. The cart is supposed to go behind the horse. That's perfectly correct. I don't think BuzzFeed ever thought that it would face so many libel suits. I think it's three right now. Plus, Steele himself is being sued. And Steele's filing in the London court, where he's being sued by another rich Russian tech guy, is very revealing, because his dossier is so matter of fact. Extensive conspiracy between Trump and the Kremlin during the campaign. Now, no one has seen real evidence of this conspiracy. It seems to me that by now it would have leaked out if the FBI had found such a thing. But in his filing, Steele only talks of a, quote, possible coordination between the campaign and Russia. So he has come quite a bit back from that declaration. And he has also stressed that I gave these tips to Washington reporters for them to go out and prove. So, again, he's a lot less affirmative in this court filing when he's under penalty than he was when he circulated the dossier in the fall of 2016.
Ron, I wanted to ask you quickly, as you mentioned the House committee, and you said, you know, if this was being investigated, we would have heard about it by now. And that's certainly true, because everything that's done on the House Intel Committee leaks. It seems like literally everything. Why is that? And how are some of the House members responding to this situation?
Well, I mean, I counted up over two dozen leaks out of the House committee, Intel committee investigation, that seem very likely to be Democrat, since they're anti-Trump. And I singled out five that have been really wrong or decidedly misleading. And Adam Schiff denies that he's doing this, but it certainly seems like a calculated effort by the Democrats to damage Trump in any way they can, because they have not been able to prove collusion. But so they take tidbits of things that are said and inaccurately leak them, or sometimes they just leak inaccurate information altogether, such as Donald Trump Jr. received emails from WikiLeaks alerting him that their emails were coming in a few days, when in fact that was totally wrong. I mean, he can't control who sends him emails, and the WikiLeaks email came after the dump, not before. So that was a totally untrue story that went to CNN and ran all during the day.
Rowan, we thank you so much for coming on Secure Freedom Radio and helping us keep all of these threads straight. And one thing is clear, and I think you pointed that out, is that we would not see all these leaks if there was any there. We look forward to having you back to talk more about that. We'll be coming back just a moment here on Secure Freedom Radio.